Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dreams. Royal Dreams.
Up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay up like hives and fly to true ambition. Till them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers home. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Think of your ground, royal dreams, royal dreams. They try on me, run into armies, royal dreams, royal dreams. I'm riding through the mud, there's no more fantasy. It's all about who you know, those you call family.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, October the 11th. Thursday, October the 11th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time repenting, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sister got a very powerful show. And yes, also, that was there is a new song. Sister Ironica, thank you for the notification. That's another song that's written by my son, B. Jola. So he's kind of new to the game. So if you guys can support him, well, not support him, but, you know, if you like what he's doing, just send him an email or shout out on Facebook. Let him know that, hey, you know, we like the music that you are producing. And thanks, Sister Ironica, as well for, you know, sharing that fact that you do like the song. So that's the song written by my son, BJ. As is all of the music that you hear on these blog talk shows, they are written by my son, Broderick. I call him B. Jola. Let me plug my mic up just a second. All right, here we go. Well, brothers and sisters, wow. Today's show is kind of like an introduction to the pay-per-view series that is starting on October the 15th that is going to break down how to harness the power of the air, or how to reconfigure the power of the air. It's called geomagneticism, or geomancy, or geology, or geometry. This ability to understand that the universe that we live in, you have no idea. As I've said on many shows, if I told you everything that I know, we would probably not be friends. So today, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about your heavenly language and how to use it. What is it and how to use it? This is just a brief intro for all of the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. As you know, now that I am in that group, recently signed a contract, $1 million contract with a large organization. And how that came about is what I teach now. So I only teach how to produce immediate and measurable results. So I'm no longer doing the old school stuff that I used to do. in the Eagles Club and in the life management system. That works. That is the long way to get to where I am at today. So now I'm going to teach you how to get to where I'm at today in 90 days or less. So if you're interested in learning how, I'm going to do a series on the tax code, tax laws. As I've been saying before, one of my clients I was talking with who was in that space kind of sort of mentioned that as well, that 30 steps to 30 days is a little outdated. So instead of redoing the 30 steps to 30 days, it doesn't take 30 days or 30 steps any longer. Now it only takes three. First step, kingdom mindset. Second step, kingdom language, which I'm going to teach today. Third step, kingdom lifestyle. Now, what I'm introducing to you today is beyond the pale or the scope of most people's brains to comprehend. What you are going to hear today is going to be a little difficult for you to understand because, excuse me, everything that I'm teaching now has not been taught. The reason I'm teaching it now is because I'm at the space, meaning I got the lifestyle to back up the teaching. Remember, I don't teach theory. I only teach theory. After I get there, I teach it. If I don't get there, I don't teach it. Now that I'm there, I can teach it. That's the only reason I'm teaching it. If I would not have signed that million-dollar contract, if I had not got to this level, I would not be talking this way. I would not be direct. I've been doing one-on-ones for a long time. I will be not doing one-on-ones in the near future. I'm getting out of that space. Why? That's the long way around. I don't have a 700-page deal can report any longer. If you still want one, no problem. I'm going to have a program that can print you out one. However, I won't be doing them. Why? That's the low vibration. That's, again, geometry, what I'm teaching today. That's not vortex-based mathematics. It's not toroidal-based mathematics, nor is it scalar technology-based mathematics. We're using the wrong math. That's why we got the wrong system. So today what you're about to hear, brothers and sisters, is contrary to your belief system. I do not apologize for the truth any longer. I am not the same guy you guys knew back in the day. I'm not that dude. New level, new devil. Again, we go from glory to glory. I've been saying this for 20 years. I hope and pray that you want to grow. And the only way to grow is to know. And the more you know, the more you grow. Your heavenly language is not nothing that you've been taught. Again, just like everything else in traditional Christendom, it is an outside expression of an inside revelation that is not manifested on this dimension, meaning it doesn't work. So in the kingdom, you have to use your heavenly language. But first, you got to have a heavenly mindset. That gives you the heavenly language, which gives you a heavenly lifestyle. Now, I use the word kingdom. You can use the word millionaire. You need a millionaire mindset in order to establish the millionaire's language to live a millionaire lifestyle. You can use billionaire. You can use trillionaire. You can use kingdom. You can leave heavenly. You can use worldly. Your words establishes your world. Now, remember, I speak at the level that I am at. As I know more, again, I do more, speak more, vibrate more. So now I'm at a different level. So that's why you notice the change in the speech. That's why you notice a change in the diction. That's why doing the one-on-ones, you notice the different vibration. Most people doing the one-on-ones now, they're not really interested in doing the one-on-ones because I'm not coddling anymore because I realize, just like you, realize that we have real lies. So you realize that, right? You do realize that this is real lies. This is real, R-E-A-L, lies, L-I-E-S. But it comes from realize, R-E-A-L-I-Z-E. Everybody realizes that you have real lies that comes from your real eyes. So your R-E-A-L-E-Y-E-S, eyes, establishes what you call reality. That is not real. It's real because your real eyes oscillate and vibrate. One of the things that I'm going to be talking about is the principle of power of the air that deals with gematria that helps you manipulate your heavenly language. Now, I must start with scripture because I know, like me, most of us need or desire a scriptural base. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with acknowledging your scriptural or your spiritual heritage. So when we're talking about your heavenly language, that scripture that refers to the heavenly language is in 1 Corinthians. Now, 1 Corinthians talks about it and explains this idea that if I speak in tongues, but it says if I don't, now this is the love chapter that's talking about your true heavenly spiritual language. But I like talking about it from a 1 Corinthians standpoint because it helps to establish everything else. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, it says, if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but I do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. So it says, if I speak in the language of men or angels, that represents heavenly language. So heavenly language is the language of angels. Angels are angles. Angles are bent light. It's an angle. It is sacred geometry. It is English. English is English. The E is the A. If you look at an E, it is an A. Look at the letters, because letters are fetters. Letters are not what we talk, are not what we think. You just got to move the lines around. So if you understand that your heavenly language is lane goo age. So your heavenly language, though, comes from a heavenly mindset. So the first problem to establishing a language is to establish a disposition. Now, again, in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, we break down how to establish the kingdom mindset, which we've talked about before, which breaks down into a clearly defined mark or market, which exposes a clearly defined problem, which manifests a clearly defined solution. That gives you your mindset. This mindset now, it allows you to realize that your reality and your real eyes are just real eyes. Now, the reason why this is so important, because how can you talk? How do we learn how to talk? Now, when you think about it, we talk or we learn to talk based upon what we hear. If someone is deaf, usually if you got an ear problem, you have a speech problem because you develop your speech from your hearing. Now, again, as I said at the beginning of the show, this message is an introduction to the next series that starts on October the 15th, which I highly recommend that you attend, because what you're going to hear today is going to be difficult for you to understand without really understanding all of what I'm talking about next week, which is your spiritual language is numbers. It's your heavenly language is a frequency, it's a wave, it's a vibration. Now, if you take what is given to us, and all of the ancients knew this, but it was lost somewhere, somehow this teaching got lost. And so all I'm doing is bringing it back. And so the Bible tells me that if I speak in the language of men or angels. So the Bible clearly lets me know something. If I do, now the Bible also says that God has chosen to use the foolishness of preaching, frequency. Now the Bible also says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Word is frequencies. Frequencies are waves. Waves are vibrations. Vibrations are cymatics. Cymatics are seals. Seals are signets, and signets is sacred geometry or geomancy, which is what we're discussing in the next series. And so if you don't understand what that means, then you're at a disadvantage, because geomagnetic is vortex-based mathematics. That's the heavenly language. So the heavenly language is broken down using geometry, or, again, geomathematics. It's this ability to understand geometry. But what does that mean in English? We need toroidal mathematics. Now, I have a book called Toroidal Energy. Now, that's the donut. So we got a vortex language. That's one. We got a toroidal language. That's two. We got a scalar language. That's three. Now, today's message is just an introduction to scalar technology. Now, if you've never heard of S-E-C-U-L-A-R, are scalar technology. Now there is a word called secular. It is very similar to scalar. Now, the reason why this is so important is when we're talking about, you know, scalar technology and secular technology, we get them mixed up or confused. So secular, I said scalar, but secular and scalar are similar, but they're different. So secular and scalar, secular is S-E-C, scalar is S-C-A, L-A-R. So they're similar, but they're different. So scalar and secular should not be confused, but a lot of times they do. So scalar technology and scalar waves is like, oh, man. So scalar technology is longitudinal waves. It is what they call transversal waves. It uses electromagnetism. It is a wave that is vibrationally very destructive if not understood. It is a vibrational, energetic signature. It is what they call a subtle, S-U-B-T-L-E, wave. That's scalar travels faster than the speed of light. Now, they say nothing travels faster than the speed of light. Not true. This establishes what is called your biofield. This is why this is so important. Okay, Brother Will, that sounds good. That sounds great. But we're talking about heavenly language today, brothers and sisters. Brother Will, okay, cool. Yes, we are. So this is the language that causes a molecular structure of water to become coherent. It reorders. It restructures. Please look this up. Don't believe me. It restructures the molecular structure of water. It also restructures the spirit realm. It also restructures air. It also restructures your cells. It also restructures your brain. It also restructures your spirit. It restructures everything. Scalar. Scalar waves, scalar technology is the most, how can I put this, delicately. It is the most misunderstood technology on the planet, scalar. So in the new or the upcoming series, I'm going to break all of this down, but today I just need to give you the language, because the language that we speak is totally different. One, vortex language is base language. That's carbon. That's the language of 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5. Now, Fibonacci sequence, the universe, matter, mass, is all based upon that. If you have those numbers in your chart, that's you. The next base numbers, next step up is toroidal base language, 3, 6, 9. If you have those numbers in your chart, that's you. The last base is 9. Nobody. Well, there may be some people out there that got all 9s on that chart. I've never met a person on earth that has all 9s on that chart. I don't know. I don't think they exist. Now, you got to add in blood. You got to add in name. Now, brothers and sisters, in the next series, I'm going to break all of this down. Today's the introduction. I don't know if you really understood what I'm getting ready to say or if your brain can comprehend it. This is how you reconfigure the divine. See, most of us think that the divine is configured already, but we don't understand that we are the divine. We are not script writers. We are the script. Now, I don't know if you have the capacity to understand that at this state or at this level, but let me make sure you understand. There are some people that write scripts. They are script writers. They write like it's like a playwright. You're a director. Now, we are people that have the potential, although we've never seen it. That's why it's difficult to duplicate it. You make up the letters that people use to write scripts. You don't use other people's letters. That's geomancy. That's not taught on this dimension. That's 9. Now, Brother Will, what are you saying? If you take mathematics, if you take the number 1, double it, you get the number 2. If you take the number 2, double it, you get the number 4. If you take the number 4, double it, you get the number 8. If you take the number 8, double it, you get the number 16. But you got to use gematria. You got to break it down to a single-digit number, 16. Oh, I said 16. Did I say 16? Yeah, I said 16. That's right. 16. 6 plus 1 is what? 7. If you take the number 7 and double it, what do you get? 14. 1 plus 4 is what? Those numbers, 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5. 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5. That's the language. That's the language most people teach, most people speak. Notice the numbers 3, 6, 9 are not in there. I'm 3, 6, 9. That means I'm not in there. That's why most people don't understand the word I'm saying. I ain't on that level, man. I'm not on the frequency. Now, I can go down there and hang out a little bit, but I can't stay there because I'm not designed to stay there. So there's people that I vibe with. You know that everybody, you know, my wife's numbers, her numbers is 36922. All my friends, they got the number 369 somewhere in their chart. Or they got A3 or A6 or A9. Usually they got all three, usually. All the people that I hang out with that are really close that I can connect with, they are threes, they are sixes, and they are nines. Why? We speak the same language. That's the heavenly language. Now, contrary to popular belief, that is expressed in words. So if you say words, now this is, let me back up. English is Anglish. It's an angle. The E is an A. So it's angles. It's the language of bent light beams. It's Enochian. I have a whole book that breaks this down called Enochian, the language of angels. Now, remember, we just read 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, which says, I'm paraphrasing, you may look it up for yourself, though you speak with the tongues of men or angels, either one, whether you use 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5, or you use 3, 6, 9, and if you don't have 9, you ain't worth shiznits. Not you, but people you know. 9. 9, what happens when you double 9? What do you get? 9 plus 9 is what? 18. What happens when you 8 plus 1 is what? 9. And then what if you keep doubling 9s? You keep getting the same thing. 9 is a number of completion. It's a number by itself. It's the language of scalar technology. It's the language of God, contrary to popular belief. That's not taught on this dimension. As far as what it means, I just tell you, I'm just talking about it, general introduction today. The next series that starts on October the 15th, we got to go into the nitty-gritty. That series is going to be tough. I talked about it yesterday when I did the intro yesterday. Again, y'all know the same routine, $25 for members, Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, Life Management members. $50 for non-members for early registration after October the 15th, it's $100. Just go to the website, Master Teacher 33. Click on the link that says donation so that way you can get your cookies blown and you can stop operating with your real lies because your real eyes are just giving you real lies. When you look through your real eyes and you don't use your third eye, all you're seeing is real, R-E-A-L, lies, L-I-E-S. What's one of those? Airplane. Now, a good friend of mine sent me another video that broke this down. How come airplanes are not called engine planes? Have you ever seen a turbine engine, the plans, the blueprints? Have you ever cut one? There's a video. I'm going to send it out to everybody that's a part of this next series. And it's on YouTube. You can go and look it up for yourself. A turbine engine, you know it has no fuel? You know it works off of air? Notice the Bible says the prince of the power of the air. The power is in the air. It's not in the engine. That's why it's not called an engine plane. It's called an airplane. That's why it's called an airplane, because it can change planes. Because on each level of the atmosphere, there's a different amount of electricity in the atmosphere, biologically, scientifically proven. How many layers is there to our atmosphere? Answer, 5. How many layers is there in the Word of God? Answer, Hebrews 4:12, 5. What are they rolling out right now? 5 ether. Your cell phone right now, it started off with 3. Remember, well, first it was 2. 2G phones. Then 3G phones. Now we got 4G phones. They getting ready to roll out 5G phones. Why? The prince has said so. The prince of the power of the air. So you don't believe there's power in the air. Okay, how are you living? If you stop doing that. So see what happens. Now you can keep eating. Keep drinking, but stop breathing. See what happens. Try it if you don't believe me. Just try it. See if there's not no power in air, brother. See if there's not power in air, sister. Stop using it. See how long you live. Now, we can go a long time I don't know. I think it's like 3-5 days or something like that without water. We can go, excuse me, a long time without food. I forgot how long they said, but that's a, you know, certain amount of time. But how long can you go without air? I once saw this guy underwater. He could hold his breath for almost like 5 minutes. Crazy. There's people who train themselves. They can go without air for 5 minutes or a certain period of time. However, it's not that long. There is something in air you have not been taught. We're going to break it down in the next series. If you can learn how to reconfigure that, you can do what Dr. Strange did. Why do y'all think they put that in the movie with Dr. Strange? And what did Dr. Strange do in the movie Dr. Strange? Y'all might want to go back and watch that movie again. I was talking to a client who was talking to me about Game of Thrones. And they're talking about how every time they watch Game of Thrones, it made them feel something. And they got a little bit angry, this, that, and the other. Game of Thrones. Look at the title. Game of Thrones. You know how much symbolism is in the Game of Thrones? You know, in Game of Thrones, they have the White Walkers. Why were they white? Why were they walkers? And what were they? Where'd they come from? What was the color of the White Walkers' eyes? Why were they white? Why were their eyes blue? Did you remember Lamech when he saw Noah and his son? And he said his skin looked like leprosy and his eyes illuminated the room. What does this have to do with your heavenly language? Brothers and sisters, there is a great scientist by the name of Nikola Tesla who said, if you know the secrets to 369, you will know the secrets to the entire universe. There's a gentleman by the name of Marco Rodin, M-A-R-K-O. You can Google him, along with Tom Bearden. You can Google him. Excuse me. Both of these gentlemen, you need to do some research, especially if you're not going to be attending the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center or you're not going to be in the next series that starts on October the 15th. Please, for your safety, when we go into 2020, you need to know this. Because in 2020, this is going to be poured out on all flesh. Old men will dream dreams, you know, and the young will speak or do prophecy language, heavenly language. Now, remember, this is just the intro today. I'm only teaching this to the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center so that way they can understand how to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in toe-curling relationships, you know, immediately. Because we all are looking for IMRs, immediate measurable results. Now, the one thing that I failed to realize when I was a young man, and God gave me this after January the 1st of 2009, I didn't realize that this was real life. I didn't realize the significance of what God gave me. That's why I was giving it away. That's why even now I've been doing one-on-ones. Instead of millions on ones, I didn't understand the power. I didn't understand the secret behind numbers. I didn't understand the secret behind letters. I didn't understand the secret behind music, math, music, and language. I didn't understand. Now, I taught it, and I've been using it, and I've been doing it, but I didn't understand until I read and studied some of Tom Bearden. Tom is B-E-A-R-D-E-N. He has a book called The Vacuum. He pulls unlimited energy out of the vacuum, unlimited, out of thin air. He powers his whole house, cars. He can power his whole city. He has a gag order imposed upon him by the United States government. He cannot talk about it. Or let me rephrase that. He cannot sell it, and he cannot design what he designed in his own house that runs it, that thing that he has in his house that I've seen that, to my knowledge, is not available. You can't see it anymore. And basically, and don't tell nobody I told you, basically all it is, if you could go see it, it's a big magnet that's shaped inside of a donut, that's shaped like a donut for the Toronto. There's another magnet that's shaped inside of a clock, and it has some coils on it. I can't tell you what type of coils, because, again, it's illegal. You go to jail, prison, federal prison for a long time if you talk about this. Or if you help somebody build one. Now, you can build it yourself. You just can't sell it. So, Tom, doctor, retired colonel, again, Google the name, T-O-M, Bearden, B-E-A-R-D-E-N, Tom Bearden. Now, the other guy as well, Mark Rodin, R-O-D-I-N, or Marco Rodin, you can Google him as well. Now, there's a plethora of other people that overstands what I'm getting ready to say right now. And the reason I can't say all of it, even when I do the private show just with people who attend the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, as well as the people that are attending the next series that starts on October the 15th. Now, the title of the next series is called Reconfiguring the Divine. Reconfiguring air is the secret of the power of the air. That's what we're going to be talking about, which is really the power of sound, which is the power of the word, which is the power of God. So numbers, letters, words are God, expressed in a symbol. Since we don't know the substance behind the symbol, we got the symbol, we got the word of God, but we don't know that the word of God is a symbol. The letters represents a substance, a frequency, a wave, a vibration. But since we don't know that, we got letters in our name. Do you know what the most powerful thing on earth is? There's this dude named Sevan, S-E-V-A-N, I should call him Seven, Sevan, and he says that he uses the unaudible name. He don't say it, he don't teach it, and he says he gets all out. I don't know, I think he says he's a multimillionaire too, as well. But Sevan says that he knows this, and he uses this name, it's the name of God, but he'll never tell nobody. It's a secret. So the name is the 72 names of God. Now, the most powerful thing, and now you can go to Google and type this in for yourself. Don't believe nothing I'm saying today, because the ability to transcend space and time, the ability to travel faster than the speed of light, the ability to cause molecular structure of anything on earth to be restructured or reordered. It's called programmable matter. It was in the last Transformers movie. Programmable matter. The ability to positively influence the immune function and system of any mammal. The ability to involve or to assist in the evolving in the process of nature. They already got this out, by the way. This is called vital scalar technology, or what they call QI. Now, how can I say this in a manner that's going to be something that can assist you with your language? They know you don't know that airplanes are air planes. A plane, a turbine, is nothing but a big fan. It pulls, again, just go type in Google turbine engine images, cross section, or, you know, there's a bunch of videos on YouTube already that guys have been talking about this. So planes lift not because of fuel, but because of air. There's something in air that elevates planes. Guess what? You already got it. How come you're not flying? Who is Superman? The character Superman. He has an S on his chest, you know. Usually they get, you know, guys that are Caucasian. I never seen a black Superman. Have you seen one? I ain't seen one. I never seen a black Superman by Hollywood. Now, somebody in Hollywood says, hey, they wait long enough, I'm going to be the guy that makes the movie with a black Superman. Somebody should do it. Somebody should beat me to it. Hell, I might even play the dude. Because we all got that potential, but we haven't seen it, so that's why we can't. Remember, you cannot express energy if you don't know that you got energy. You cannot express it if you can't see it. See, we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels, but see, what we do not know is what's keeping us trapped in this dimension. See, if we don't know it, we cannot express it. You are the natural equivalent of God on earth. That's what Superman represents, God on earth. You, that's you. You're Superman. You're Superwoman. Everything that Superman can do, you can do. So how come you're not doing it? You don't know. That's why Jesus said, the things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things. Now, Jesus did, he didn't talk about it, he did, based upon the text, some great shizness. He walked on water. He turned water into wine. That's a good one right there. He fed a plethora of people by doing what they know scalar technology does. Guess what scalar technology is? You. It's reverse engineered you. So they take you, they put you into technology, and then they sell the technology back to you. That's what cell phone is. Everybody that listens to the sound of my voice, we can all communicate telepathically, but none of us do. So we need a cell phone. Cell phone? It's like an airplane. Airplane? So it's not, I thought they used combustible engines to power planes. Don't believe me? Talk to the guys who build the planes. It has no fuel injection in that plane, in the engine. Now they put it in there so that way you can't figure out the game. That's why it's not called an engine plane. Remember, if you want to know the purpose of the thing, look at the name of the thing. But we never questioned the name. Or, well, let me rephrase it, I didn't. Now, I question the nature of my reality. Now, that's what I teach. That's how you – let me put it to you this way, brothers and sisters. I know it's going to be difficult. Each and every one of us have unlimited power and potential. We are individualized. You are an individualization of God. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means, because nobody has told you this before today. And so my job is, I am a didactic teacher. I didn't even know. I thought I knew, then God said, boy, you don't know. You're supposed to be a multi-trillionaire, and you're talking about a million. So obviously you don't know the most important thing on earth. That's your name. Now, when I was a young whippersnapper, I didn't like my name. I wanted to change my name. I didn't understand the power of my name. Because remember, every letter based upon gematria and everything on earth, let me tell you that, let me give you the dimensions of, again, of the heavenly language. So if you're not speaking 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5, if you're not vibrating that, your dogs don't hunt. Now, you are vibrating it, but you don't know. Since you don't know, you can't grow. So the only way that you are going to grow to millionaire status, multi-millionaire status, now it ain't about money. Money is peanuts. But, you know, we eat peanuts. Or we use peanuts to do stuff. So everything that technology can do, you can do. But you don't know the code. So we're going to talk about the code, the Bible code, in the next series. So we're going to talk about, in the next series, we're talking about how shapes and patterns expresses itself magnetically and electrically. That's you. You are a shape. You got a shape. And that you double. So everything on earth doubles. Everything. Now, let me rephrase that. I was not taught that. I was not taught 1 + 1 = 2. Okay, what does it mean? I wasn't taught. Were you? I didn't know 2 + 2 = 4. As far as, okay, what does it mean? 4 + 4 = 8. Okay, woohoo. 8 + 8 = 16. Wow. So what? 16, 6 and 1, okay, equals 7. Okay, do I get a medal because I know that? Can I pay my light bill with that knowledge? No. 7 plus 7 equals 14. 1 and 4 equals 5. Those numbers, they repeat in everything on this planet. There is nothing, nowhere on earth that doesn't have those numbers in it. There's no plant. There's no matter that makes matter. Oh, okay. So if I can understand how to put 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5, I create matter. That's how matter is created. They know that is the power of the generator. That is what we call energy. But you don't know. Well, let me phrase it. I didn't know. And I still don't know. I mean, I do know, but I got to teach you so that way you know. So, okay, now that I know 2, 4, 8, 7, 5, that's in everything, and are those numbers in my chart? Do you got a 1 in your chart, brother, sister? Do you got a 2 in your chart? What about a 4? What about an 8? What about a 7? What about a 5? If you have those numbers in your chart, and only those numbers, you have no 3s, no 6s, and no 9s in your chart, what does that mean? You might want to know that. In fact, if you don't know that, you will never have two nickels to rub together. You'll have them, but they won't connect. Why? You're not connected. You're not speaking the language. You don't know the language. We have not been taught. Now, speaking in tongues is great. Even when you speak in tongues, you're speaking in frequency. That's the language of heaven. The language of heaven is the language of a frequency. It's a language of a wave. It's a language of a vibration. Nikola Tesla knew that. Nikola Tesla was always by himself. He maintained his mental disposition. He never married, never had kids. He was always alone. He was a weird dude because he understood something that we, many of us, don't understand. That is the power of our heavenly language. That's in the form of what we call math, music, and language on this dimension. So if you can understand that, why do you think all music has been retuned to 440 hertz away from 432? If you just knew what that means, if you just knew that, without even getting into any of the other stuff, if we knew that your emotions establishes a frequency, certain frequencies, as proven by, please Google this, Royal Raymond Rife. Man, have you seen somebody named Royal? That's a bad name, Royal. Who would name their kid Royal? That's the 9, though. Their parents were smart. His parents were smart. So this dude is named Royal, R-O-Y-A-L. He made a machine that any disease known to man, he matched the frequency, elevated the disease dissolved within the body. A machine. Now, you have that same power in your brain, but you don't know. So what Jesus did, Jesus was a walking, talking, breathing, scalar, technological engineer. Now, I already did the series. Did you guys listen to the last series? It was called A Telepathic Holy Grail Grid Engineer. That's you, but you don't know it. You don't know that you are the engineer of the grid. What is the grid? The matrix. What is the matrix? I just told you. What was the matrix? 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5. That's one. That's base level. The next level is 3, 6, 9. Because the number 3 plus, if you double it, you get the number 6. If you double the number 6, you get the number 12. If you double it, now we got to reduce to 12, though. 2 plus 1, I mean, I'm not a mathematician, but 2 plus 1 equals, let me see, 3. 3 and 6. And then you get those 3s together, those 3, or if you add 3 plus 6, what do you get? 9. That's a heavenly language. And then if you add, let's say you got O blood. Oh, man. What if you got A blood? What do you got? What is your blood? The frequency, that those numbers in your chart, in your name, activates the crystal light. Now, again, scientifically proven there's crystals in your blood. Don't believe me, look it up. There's crystals in your blood that's activated by your name. And we got niggas walking around here calling themselves, you know, all kind of crazy stuff. The power is in your name. Now, Nikola Tesla said the most powerful thing on earth is your name. Nikola Tesla said that. I walk around doing what? Name reports given to me by God. Nobody does the DFM reports like me. Nobody on earth. I didn't even know what God gave me. All I said was on January 1st of 2009, death or destiny. When I was a little whippersnapper, we grew up so poor, man, three-room house, not three bedrooms, three rooms. Nine kids. My mom had 13. You know, some of them didn't make it. But total of nine that lived in that house. No indoor plumbing. No, I've seen poverty on a scale that I don't think you know exists. I've seen third world countries that lived better than we did when we was kids. And I remember as a little kid making a promise to myself and to my God that I was going to be a multi-billionaire. Guess what? It's happening. Now, I don't know if you can understand or sense the resolve and the righteous indignation in the tone in my voice, because that is determining the speed of my choice. I can't do stupid no longer. I used to, not no more. No disrespect to nobody. I can't talk in circles no more. That's why my one-on-one time is like, yeah, won't be doing one-on-ones any, not too much longer. Unless you are overstanding, I can talk to you on this level. What level? On the level of God. Nine is the only number that repeats itself to infinity. It is the only number that stands by itself. It is the only number that is the number of royalty. But what does that mean in English? That is the language of heaven. That is your heavenly language. That is where we are going. That's where I am at. And it's not a spoken, it is a mental thought. That's why on the Old Testament, the breastplate of the priest matches identical to the numbers on your cell phone. Because they know. They took your spirituality and they gave you technology. They gave it to me too. I snapped it up. We all did. Three doubled is what? Six. Six doubled is what? 12. One plus two is what? But 12 plus 12 is what? 24. 2 plus 4 is what? 6. 24 plus 24 is 48. 4 plus 8 is 12. 12 added together is 3. 48 plus 48 is 96. 9 plus 6 is 15. 15, 1 plus 5 is 6. 96, and it keeps going. 96 plus 192, 384, 384, 7, it goes on into infinity. But 9 plus 9 equals 36. 3 plus 6 equals 9. 36 plus 36 equals 72. 7 plus 2 equals 9. 72 plus 72 equals 144. In the book of Revelation, what does it say? It talks about the 144. In the book of Revelation, it's talking about the 144. It ain't talking about people. It's talking about frequency. 1 plus 4 plus 4 equals 9. 9 is the number of God. 144 and 144 equals 288. 2 plus 8 plus 8 equals 18. 1 plus 8 equals 9. And we could do this forever. If you do not know the power, what is a number? In the Bible, there's a book called the Book of Numbers. Why is that in the Bible? God's trying to tell you, what's God telling us? The frequency of heaven is numbers. What is God's fingerprint? The Fibonacci sequence, the golden rule, the golden means, and the golden ratio. That's why it's called golden. Because if you take out the L, Lucifer, it is God. The numbers is how God has chosen. He could have chosen anything, but he said, I'm going to use the foolishness of numbers and letters and music to express, expose, and expand myself on this geo. That means earth in Greek. Magnetic means magic net. It is a magic net that holds earth. That's you, boo-boo. And if you and I are not speaking that language, what language? The frequency and the language of numbers, the language of God that's inside of your name. That is why I am the richest man on earth. I just didn't know it. I know it now. So therefore, now that I know, now see, I didn't know before, but now that I know, oh, man. Yeah, devil's been put on notice. See, I didn't know. See, if you don't know, you can't grow. You cannot be what you don't know. If you don't know, you cannot express what you don't know. That's what the Bible says this. Hosea chapter 6, my people perish for a lack of knowing, gnosis. Now, while you out here thinking and fighting about, I thought about one thing all my life when I watched my mom sit in that rocking chair and I watched life. Well, I didn't watch it. I had ran away. My brothers and sisters told me about it. Leave her body, and she told my brother, make sure you keep a watch on Willie. That was me. I was the only one who wasn't there. See, I knew since birth the shizness that they were trying to push down my throat wasn't real. I just couldn't prove it. I can prove it now, though, because I ain't no little kid no more. Airplanes run off of air, not no damn engine. That's why it's called an airplane. They hide the truth in plain sight, and our real eyes are feeding us real lies. I am not doing that no more, man. Now, if y'all want to do that, no disrespect. I'm not the guy to call or text. I don't got time. I've wasted enough time. I'm behind schedule. I supposed to be a millionaire when I was 21. Hell, I'm almost 60. So there's a lot of people, man, that like to play church. They want to return to this materialization instead of rising in realization through spiritualization. The shows and the series that I did this year are beyond the scope of most people's understanding. I would no longer be casting my pearls. Well, what am I saying? I love y'all. I appreciate you. No disrespect to nobody. I want you to grow. I want you to be who God has designed you to be. I just want to talk to and hang out with people who want to be who God designed them to be, man. That's it. Can't play church no more. No disrespect. You have to get to a point in your life. And I don't know when that point is. Everybody gets there at different times. There's no disrespect to nobody, man. It took me 50 plus years to get here. I am a very angry little person. My anger is not at you. My anger is at the prince of the power of the air, who thought himself to be greater than the Most High and said in his heart, I want to sit in the seat of the Most High. That disposition runs this planet. That Lucas spirit, this harmonious arrangement, this white privilege, that's my enemy. It's not no individual. It's a structure. It's infrastructure. It's an organized disposition. That's why the Bible says flesh and blood cannot enter into my kingdom. You must be born of the water. What changes water? 9, scalar technology is the only thing that can change water. And spirit, that's thoughts. The only thing that you need to get to where I am at and to go to where Jesus was at and to go back home to your Father is water, preferably distilled water. Why? That is the water of God. Don't believe me? How does water hit this planet? Water is evaporated. Have you ever seen the distillation process? It's the exact thing that goes on this earth. God gave me that a long time ago. Only if you are made of water. So that means you got to evaporate. That means you got to heat yourself up through your thoughts. Your thoughts have to be on such a level. What level? I shouldn't say tell you this, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. I was gonna save this for the private group, but I'm gonna put it out there in the public. 440 hertz was developed by Nikola Tesla's Hitler's boy. I forgot his name. What's his name? I had it come to me. He figured out that if you play music at 440, it derivals the DNA and it destroys cellular communication. 430 to 528 are the hertz, are the brain, are the thought. You do not need a machine. You do not need music. You are the machine. You are the instrument. That's why you got organs inside of your body. You are a musical instrument. When you think love, joy, peace, gentleness, each one of those words are a frequency. And you establish that frequency in your brain, it changes and it sends out to the universe. It destroys, it boosts your immune system. I don't know if y'all understand what I'm saying. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Okay, Brother Will, what are you saying, man? What are you saying? I know you sound a little excited, man. Drink some water. Okay, let me drink some water. Let me get my lemon water. Sister Carlette, I got to tone it down, sis. I'm wild a little too tight. I'm about to transfigure up out of here. I can't even talk about this stuff without getting my whole body vibrates. So it's inside. It's internal. That's how powerful just thinking about this is. If you just think like God, you vibrate like God, you are an individualization of God. That's why you got a name. Inside of your name, it contains a sound wave. This, again, is what they call wave propagation. If you were to ever get on this level, man, oh, man, I can't even talk about it. I get too excited. And it's not worldly excited. It's, I don't know if you've ever, I pray to God that everybody listening to the sound of my voice has been in a real worship service where the power of God fell. I don't know if you've ever experienced it, man. I don't know. That's where I'm at right now. When you are in the presence of the King, can't express it in words. Words fail in the presence of the King. That's what I'm talking about. Very few people want to go there. Your ruling disposition, that ego doesn't want to go there. Scalar technology is when you propagate, meaning think, in a way that your waves have a magnitude, but they don't have no direction. Meaning they are everywhere. It is an electromagnetic wave that, based upon science, it's like two signals that almost cancel out each other. Science is really trying to figure out how. They just know that it's like all knowing, it's all power, it's all present, and it's faster than light. It is outside, or it transcends space and time. It causes water to change its molecular structure. It reorders it. It reconfigures water and air. It changes the molecular structure of everything around it. It boosts your immune system where you cannot get sick. You could eat poison. The scripture in the Bible that says you take up a steak and it shall no means harm you. And what it's talking about, scalar wave, scalar technology. And the inability to understand how this changes nature. Scientists are afraid to talk about scalar technology because the Russians have already weaponized it. What if you had a weapon that did the reverse of all of the positive stuff. Because remember, whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it swings to the right. This is hell. Faster than the speed of light, transcends space, time, and matter. It could destroy, instead of elevate it, it could destroy the molecular structure, or it could create bad structure. That's low vibration. So 432 hertz, 520 hertz, which I'm going to be breaking down doing this series, that is the language. That's your heavenly language. 432, 528, your heavenly language. But that's base. Guess what, brothers and sisters? Each one of these numbers corresponds to another number. For example, 396 hertz. That corresponds to a certain frequency, a certain wave, a certain vibration. And it does a lot of stuff. Then we got 417, if I remember, 417 or 418, which is another frequency. And what does it do? It does a lot of powerful stuff. Then we get to 528. We all know that one by Leonard Horowitz. That's what they call the love frequency, 528. But do you need a musical instrument? Do you need math? No, you are 528, 638. Now remember, when you think love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, against such things, there is no wall. L-A-W is W-A-L. Walls are the fruit of the flesh. Those are limits. Those are boxes. Those are flesh. Your heavenly language is a language that takes you outside of your flesh, and it takes you and transports you into the presence of God. That's your heavenly language. It is not something that is spoken. It is something that is thought. 741 is a frequency. It is a wave. It is a vibration. Now, brothers and sisters, all of these are thoughts. Now, can you use music? Yes. Can you use technology? Yes. Can you use your diet? Yes. Can you eat, you know, can you drink, you know, distilled water and lemons or limes? Yes. Do you need to do any of those things? No. What do you got to do? Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be the vibrational equivalent of God on this earth. You are the vibrational equivalent of God on this earth. You just don't know how to tune yourself. And I asked the God to show me, and he showed me, and I'm going to show you. It's extremely important, brothers and sisters. Gematria, geomancy, geometry, is how you tune. So when my client who's watching Game of Thrones, and she didn't understand why she was feeling, because she didn't understand the occult significance of Valar, which is just another way of talking about the Valar Mangulas, I guess how you say it, which is in Game of Thrones, that has a significant, or it is a significant symbol that has a deep occult meaning, that is a form of paganism through symbolism, which is why Game of Thrones is so popular, because it has the ability to communicate without speech. This is called, again, a ideogram, the ability to promote an ideal through a grammar or grammaria. This is called the Grand Unified Theorem. The hive mind that exists, not every, but pretty much everything on earth, uses what Aleister Crowley and, you know, the occult community talk about when they talk about do what or do as thy wilt. It's called dilemma, willpower. That depicts the seven stars or the seven gods of that they worship in Game of Thrones. That throne, the seat in the movie Game of Thrones, or in the series Game of Thrones, It is a symbol of the seven deities, three male, three female, one deity that is neither male nor female. That is the deity of death. How they call it? Thrice. What they call the triple god, triple goddess. This is all inside of all of the movies that is produced, but it's symbolism. That's what we talk about in the next series. Geometry, symbols, patterns. And if you look at this symbol, what about Starbucks? Now, anybody know the occult significance of the symbol of Starbucks? That lady on that Starbucks cup, that Starbucks. Now, I go to Starbucks and buy my wife coffee almost every day. But I don't look at that symbol. And if I do look at that symbol, I override that symbol with my mentality. Because my mentality, that is God's mentality. God's mentality establishes my reality, not Lucifer, not no symbolism. It's the inability of not knowing that the symbols that Alex de Crowley and Antoine LaVey and all of the peoples of that particular movie, the what they call the magical star, or the magical order of the magical star. This is the what they call the mark of the beast. This is the Illuminati 777, which is the letters that spell out Babylon. Babylon. It's inscribed in pretty much everything on this earth. Every major corporation, knowingly or unknowingly, have Babylon, the whore of Babylon, that it talks about inside the book of Revelation. Did you ever see Katy Perry's performance? Remember Katy Perry? She did that performance back in the day. Now, Madonna did it, you know, recently. Beyonce did it. All the major stars, mostly female, they come out riding something that represents the demonic goddess of Babylon. They all do it, knowingly or unknowingly, in its honor of their father, Serapis, which is the depiction of most of the pictures that we got of Jesus. They're really Serapis, who is the first white pharaoh. All the pharaohs were green. They weren't black, they were green. They were Dracos. That's why they were so big. Another study for another time. Don't believe me? Dehuti, what does it mean? Green ones. Why were they called the green ones? Now remember, real lies are seen by your real eyes. The only way you don't see real lies, don't use your real eyes. Use what the Bible says. If thine eye be single, great is thy light. You have to use your third eye, like the Bible says. If not, you're going to fall for the real lies that are real eyes. That allows you to realize. The only way to get out of this harmonious arrangement, this planned net, this planet, is to understand. Now, whether you understand all of the stuff to the degree that I understand it, you need to go into all of this deep esoteric, you know, megahertz and frequencies and waves and vibrations and numbers. It's not too much stuff, Brother Will. I understand. All I got to do is that let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. That's all you got to do. What does that mean? Think on these things. The Bible tells you what to think about. Let me close with this. If you don't do nothing else, if you don't know what to do, you don't know where to start. You're like, Brother Will, I like you, man, but dude, you lost me, bro. All this physics and biology and all of this stuff, scriptures and stuff. The Bible tells you what to think about. It specifically states, think, in Philippians 4:8. Specifically, if you don't do nothing else, if you don't know where to go, if you don't know where to start, if you are confused, if you've been swindled and joined together with some ruling disposition and they're in your head and you don't like, oh, Brother Will, I don't know what to do, man. I'm stressed out. I'm depressed. I'm angry. You know, I got more bills than money. I just don't know. I don't know what to pray. I don't know what. Okay. Philippians 4:8. Let's start with verse 7. If you don't know nothing, if you can't take my class, if you think $5,000 is really $1,000 now, it's too much money, $250 a month, you can't do it, dog. You know what, you got to get your Air Jordans. I feel you, Holmes. I'm with you. Whatever the reason, Philippians 4:7. You want to read the entire chapter, but if you can't read the entire chapter, Philippians 4:7, let's go back. We got to go to the 4:6. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing. See, the devil got you right now because you want something. See, let me make sure that you understand. The dominant culture, this harmonious arrangement, they can control you if you want something. See, nobody got nothing. I don't want your technology. I am the technology. I don't want nothing. So I don't. There's no carrot. See, if I can dangle a carrot in front of you, I own you. So what's your carrot? Whatever your carrot, you better get rid of it before they identify it. Once they identify your carrot, it's a wrap for you, boo-boo. So Philippians 4:6 tells me specifically, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and the meditation or petition with thanksgiving. So that's all they got us. None of us really do that. With everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. No, to Brother Will. No, to the white man. No, to the black man. No, to this, to that. No, that's not what it says. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. What is it going to guard, brothers and sisters? Your heart. Why? Out of the heart flows the issues of life. It's going to guard your hearts and your minds, plural, more than one, in Christ Jesus. Notice Christ is before Jesus. Remember, I already told you, anytime the name Jesus is before Christ, it represents to the person, versus Christ before Jesus represents to the position. So Jesus is talking about the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. Anytime Christ is before Jesus, it's office. Anytime Christ is after Jesus, it's person. Then he tells us the most important thing in verse 8. Remember, with all the physics and all the biology and all the stuff I talk about, at the end of the day, it can be broken down and based upon Scripture, which specifically tells me, finally, notice it's the last thing. He says, well, okay, we did all of that. He says, okay, oof, that's a lot of stuff. So I got to be anxious for nothing and everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present it unto God, and the peace of God. So it's not the peace from my bank account. It's not the peace from the government. It's not the peace from my wife, my kids, my dog, my donkey. It's not the peace from none of that. It's the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. So hold on, let me get this right. So there's some peace that God got that passes my understanding. That means you're not going to understand it. That means that you will have more bills than money, and you're not going to understand how you're going to pay it. You don't have to. All you got to do is make a decision to do what? Think. If you do this, guess what? This, man, if you do this, watch. I mean, I've been doing this all my life. It's not going to make sense. People are going to be dumbfounded. They're going to be like, okay, this dude, like I live like a millionaire already. My family been telling me since I was in my 20s, dude, you live way above your means. How you driving that car and how much you weigh? You in the military, you are E3. Y'all make $1,000 a month. How you driving around in a freaking Mercedes? I've been doing this all my life. They can't figure out. People been trying to figure me out since birth. So you playing football, and how tall are you again? How much you weigh? Oh, man, that is beyond my understanding. Hello. The peace of God surpasses all understanding. It's going to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is finally, my brother, whatever is true, that's a frequency. Whatever is honorable, that's a frequency. Whatever is right, that's a frequency. Whatever is pure, that's a frequency. Whatever is lovely, that's a frequency. Whatever is admirable, that's a frequency. If there is any excellency, that's a frequency. Or praiseworthiness, that's a frequency. Think on these things. How many frequencies is that? 9. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand, because in the King James, it says it like this. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Now, remember, if you can't do nothing else, if you listen to me and you didn't listen to the show, or, you know, for whatever reason you think you can't, even though I know you can't, but you think you can't, you know, become a part of Kingdom Enash Training Center and what I'm doing, join me in the next series. You know, $25 is a little steep, $50 if you're not a member. And if for some reason you think, okay, this is all you got to do. This is it. Philippians 4, 8. And the King James reads, finally, whatsoever things are true, one. Whatsoever things are honest, two. Whatsoever things are just, three. Whatsoever things are pure, four. Whatsoever things are lovely, five. Whatsoever things are good report, six. Whatsoever things are virtue, seven. Whatsoever things are praiseworthy, eight. Think, nine. All you got to do is think. On these things, what things? The other frequencies. Each one of these words represents, and I went through nine different frequencies earlier as we was talking about all of the different frequencies. But specifically, 432 and 528. Now, there's 396, there's 741, what was the other one? 690, 696, 832, 852. All of these are different frequencies that represents different attributes of the fusion of spirit, which aligns you with the mind of God. Especially 9, what's the last one? That 963. Now, you got to go out and research this, and look it up, and find music to match 963 and all of this stuff. Yeah, no. All you got to do is, what does it feel like when I was in love? Just think about that. Remember, think, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. When you think about heavenly things, you establish heavenly frequency, and you are inside of your heavenly language. So, brothers and sisters, it's extremely important. This goes a whole lot deeper. This was just the introduction. This is just the introduction. It's to the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, which focuses on what? Three things. One, heavenly mindset. That's a whole study. Number two, the intro I did today, heavenly language. Number three, heavenly lifestyle. We'll talk about that tomorrow. A kingdom mindset establishes a kingdom language. The kingdom language establishes the kingdom lifestyle. The new series that starts on October the 15th, we break down reconfiguring the divine. The ability to understand the mathematics that expresses itself in the area of electricity and magnetism on this dimension that's found in the numbers, the groupings of the numbers 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5, group 1, 3, 6, 9, group 2, 9, group 3. The ability to understand what that means so that way you can oscillate and vibrate and use your heavenly language by establishing your mindset so that way you can operate at peak performance. Optimize your life. Life is great. You don't need none of this stuff. You live in your best life now, I understand. But if you want to operate in your peak performance, I'm only hanging out with peak performers. No. Now, remember, I already did the other two. We started off with the Eagles Club. That broke down two. 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5. Established the life management system, that broke down 3, 6, 9. Now I got the kingdom. That's 9. That's all I'm doing now. We're just breaking down nines. 9, 9, 9 into infinity. To infinity and beyond. In the next series we break all of this down, talking about geomagnetism or geomancy. You do not want to miss it. Don't let the name fool you. I purposely named these series names that people think have no value, like quantum light photon injection. What the hell is that? Mitemkosis. Everybody's talking about reincarnation. Didn't remember the series we did on spiritual synthesis, the spirit I did on neuropeptides and technopeptides? What about the series I did on genetic editing? And then the series we did on nucleotide editing? What about the series I did on nucleosynthesis? What about the series that I did on spiritual superpositioning and spiritual acoustics? So all of this year, we've been talking about deep esoteric stuff. And on average, I have anywhere from, 7 to 10, sometimes 15 people listening. Out of all the people on the globe, 15 people. Oh, yeah. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road that leads to righteousness. If it's 10 people, we're doing good. Brothers and sisters, I pray that you under, over, and understand you can operate with the mind of God, the language of God, so you can live the lifestyle of God. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Royal dreams, royal dreams, royal dreams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzzed like hives and fly to true ambition. Till them numbers just multiply, then we can start true building. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers old. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Think of your ground, royal dreams, royal dreams.